We're building the best internet talk radio on the planet.
I'm sorry, this is effective when?
It's effective now.
TalkZone.com.
Now, more lawyers who needs them. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And we have Professor Stanley Staccato in the orchestra with us today, the only syndicated law program in the country with its own orchestra.
That is correct.
That is it. The only one. All right. You're
feeble
in time.
Feeble as it may be.
That's all right, but they're still producing. They're down to seven, but they're seven magnificent men.
Staccato plays the piano. I want to tell you something. As fast as he goes, his fingers never leave his hand.
That's
He's a terrific guy.
He is a good guy.
Right.
He gets to sit next to you for this show.
Well, he does.
He likes you.
All right. Get your hands off.
All right. You ready?
Yes, I am.
We're in time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. Oh, we got our old friend Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes.
He's a good actor.
A very good actor. Plays a lot of different parts. But he is off to the slammer for what? Not paying his taxes?
For failure to pay taxes.
Wait a second. Didn't Charlie Rangel pay his taxes?
Well, that's what we were saying.
Yeah.
That poor Wesley Snipes.
Not so poor.
Was not poor because he didn't pay taxes.
On how much?
On $38 million of income.
Oh, it's just a drop in the bucket.
So I think he should be brought to justice on such a thing. But the fact is, Mr. Rangel didn't pay taxes on not quite that much, about $800,000 or $600,000, plus he ignored income on his Dominican Republic place.
Oh, yeah.
$600,000, and he has assets he didn't report.
Oh, no.
And he's all right. Give him a slap on hand. Charlie, you're a good guy.
You're a great guy.
Stay in the Congress.
You marched in Selma.
Right, but walk carefully because you're so greasy you're going to fall.
Jesus.
He'll slip. But anyway,
so poor
Snipes played a lot of great parts. He was in the picture. He was the star of Blade.
Right.
It was in that great picture, White Men Can't Jump.
Yep.
I thought that was, he was really good. And
he was in Major League. Very funny movie.
U.S. Marshals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He was the running away. That wasn't funny.
Anyway, the people felt that he was convicted by a jury on February 1, 2008. And he's been jumping around someplace. He was later was sentenced to 3 years in prison for failing to pay the taxes. The actor was allowed to remain free on bond pending an appeal. In the appeal, they found that the defendant, that is the appellate court, found, quote, the defendant Snipes had a fair trial. He has had a full, fair, and thorough review of his conviction and sentence by the Court of Appeals. And he has had a full, fair, and thorough review of his present claim.
How can he ignore $38 million?
He has been remained at liberty. The time has come for judgment to be enforced. And I also say to you, Charlie Rangel, the time has come for judgment to be passed upon you and enforced.
You know, the rest of the country laughs at the people in New York.
Well, if
you
make $38 million, though, with all due respect.
Well, Wesley.
Come on, Wesley, pay your taxes.
How could you ignore you
can afford your taxes more than I can.
Right.
Because what's left after the taxes, even if you were paying half of it in taxes.
Right.
You got, what is it, $19 million to buy food and pay the rent and even go to a movie now and then, buy a sandwich. So, you know, you're not that bad.
Well, let me tell you about somebody who's really bad off.
Yeah.
This is almost at the poverty level for the arrogance of the rich and famous. Our girlfriend, Oksana, is unhappy with the $15 million settlement she got from her estranged friend, Mel Gibson.
That's right. He's not an estranged anything, but a friend.
I know. He's a friend. Yeah.
A paramour.
Well, but they had a child together, right?
So yeah. That's new in Hollywood.
No, I know.
That's not. That's he's got seven children without this child.
One or two. You don't even
and
know they're there.
You know, he's a very devout Catholic.
Oh, absolutely.
He made all these pictures. And
he's got a picture with the bishop.
Anytime he hollers at every minority and he uses the N-word.
Right.
And he doesn't like Jews and he doesn't like African-Americans and he doesn't like anybody but himself.
Does he like Italians?
I don't know. I never asked him.
Probably on the list.
But, you know, there are some dislikes are not unreasonable. Anyhow. All right.
So, well, she's unhappy with the $15 million. What is she she's complaining about?
Well, Oksana Grigorieva.
Yes.
Which is, I think, the best I can pronounce it.
Right. That's good. Pretty good.
She wanted to disavow his $15 million settlement because she felt that Gibson would pay a lot more to avoid bad publicity based bad publicity. This guy has not. Listen, he's had nothing but bad publicity.
That's all he has.
And he's a piece of garbage, you know, in a lot of ways. In the meantime, she's riddled with buyer's remorse
over
the settlement
it.
Because she never told her that her lawyer, Eric George, never told her about domestic violence claim, which could have upped the ante. She went in on the business of her relationship with Mel because of Mel's, that's what she says, the relationship ended because of his domestic violence. And the only reason, in fact, she ran away was to save her children and herself from Gibson. So that's it. She wants more. $15 million isn't enough. It was a nice package. I don't think she's going to get another dime. Oksana, behave yourself. Find another lover. Have another child with him. And get another $15 million from somebody else.
Jeez.
Leave Mel alone.
Oh, my God.
I know he's a worthless son of a gun, but enough is enough.
Right.
You got yours. Let everybody else enjoy theirs.
I like the way you take such a nice personal approach.
I like
with
you
Oksana. You know,
Oksana.
She's quite a woman.
Oksana.
All right. Well, there you have it. For the arrogance of the rich and famous.
That's right.
And it there's Professor Staccato is tuning up. We're going to take a short intermission. We're going to come back with the most important part of the program when we take your questions and give you our pithy answers.
Yes.
You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.